From Bethel to Fairbanks, callers quiz Senator Begich about what Congress is doing to fend off default.
Hello, Senator Mark.
Yes.
Janet in Chugiak followed President Obama's advice earlier this week and gave legislators her 2 cents, joining the thousands who jammed the phones and crashed web servers. But as the deadline looms, she wonders what's next.
All of this is still high-centered. What's the best thing one citizen like myself can do?
Thank you very much, Janet. I'd say we're high center tipped over the cliff. I think exactly doing what you're doing, making calls, letting people know. I will tell you, at least in the Senate, the delegation, Alaska delegation, Lisa and I have grave concerns over where we're headed right now. And we have had great conversations about trying to solve this problem.
Amy in Sterling said she's a single parent who has no debt because she sticks to a budget. She wants to know why the government can't live within its means.
I'd be happy to come and sit on a panel with all of you senators and House of Representatives and go through the budget item by item and sit down and cut and do whatever I need to do to show you how I live within my means, to show the government how they should live within their means.
From a woman on Social Security to someone concerned about military pay, Alaskans weighed in on their priorities and gave the senator feedback on where spending should be reined in and what should not be cut. Begich has the tele-town halls periodically and says despite doing this one on a summer evening when many people are outside, interest was heightened by the importance of this moment in the debt debate.
I was on a phone call a little while ago, and the guy was floating down Eagle River. He was returning my call. He pulled over, was having a beer with glacier ice next to him because he pulled it off the glacier. And he said, I was glued to the TV before I came out on the river. And everyone is watching this.
In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.